Hello, my name is Blair Gilmore. I'm applying for the Radio Canada position in Thompson. If Northern Manitoba is good enough for Pierre Mansbridge to get his start, then it's good enough for me. So let's talk about the North Country. What brings a person, like my brother, or cousins, to places like Flin Flon or Fort Mac? Well, money to begin with. That's how these boom and bust communities wax and wane in the first place. But what makes men and women want to embrace this challenging part of the world, and what's that indefinable pull that keeps them in the land of ice, snow, and particularly bugs in the summer? Even if you went back thousands of years, what kept the native people from moving further south to surely better areas to live? To answer my rhetorical questions, you could start with chatting with those lovable Newfies about that large rubber band that keeps snapping them back to the rock. If you've never had the privilege to visit Newfoundland, I highly encourage every Canadian to do so. Just make sure you do it in the summer and watch out for those damn moose. But just like Canada's north, the rock has a horrible climate. It's tough to grow anything, and you're isolated from the most of the rest of civilization, let alone Canada. Plus, if you stay long enough, you develop this goofy, newfie accent, and everyone makes jokes about you. The thing is, it's my belief that all these isolated areas give people a chance to develop a spirituality and connection to the land, and some would say Mother Nature. It's definitely a love-hate relationship. You either love the cold, get out on your sled, check your trap line, or you sit in the house, throw a few more logs in the fire. You build yourself a backyard rink, skate until your feet freeze, come inside, warm up, and then if you're stupid enough, you go back outside and freeze your feet again. These are the type of people that thrive up in these areas. You pit yourself against Mother Nature, and you learn pretty quick that she'll kick your butt. But if you're respectful, she'll tolerate you, let you live another day.